One show families have rallied around, Gilmore Girls. When the show's co-star Lauren Graham went on the Ellen DeGeneres show recently, Ellen asked her what a lot of viewers wanted to know.
So, what's going on with Gilmore Girls? I hear things.
Gilmore Girls is not coming back next year.
Aw, the show's creator left the series last year, and it never really recovered. After 7 seasons, tonight is the final episode. And as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, fans are hoping it won't end on a sour note.
It's almost 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night in Los Angeles. Raleigh Davis and her sister Carlisle are draped across sofas in their family room with their private school classmate, Hannah Carman. All three of them have been Gilmore Girls fans for almost half their lives. This is why 17-year-old Raleigh is still devoted to the series.
Because they sort of grown up with the characters.
Hannah, also 17, says she has fond memories of watching with others.
My mom and I watched it together, and then my sister joined in, and it was like a family thing.
And 15-year-old Carlisle, the pragmatist of the group, uses TiVo to make sure she and her sister don't miss anything during their busy school year.
During the summer, we'd catch up on all the old episodes and stuff, all the stuff we miss out on.
Gilmore Girls is a drama on the CW network. It's about a 30-something single mother and her teenage daughter who are each other's best friends. Even the theme song is mother-daughter. Carole King performs it with her daughter, Louise Goffin. The Gilmores are the must-see equivalent that Carrie Bradshaw and her Sex and the City posse were for those fans, says Michael Osiello. He's an editor for TV Guide, and he's been a Gilmore Girls observer since the pilot aired in 2000. Osiello says there is one thing that sets this series apart from everything else on TV.
Without a doubt, the dialogue. It was a way of speaking I had never heard on television before. It was just such a unique show from day one.
The show's machine gun repartee became a trademark. Here's Lauren Graham as Lorelai Gilmore, and Alexis Bledel as her daughter, Rory. Lorelai has come to the airport to pick Rory up.
I'm so glad to see you.
No, I'm glad to see you.
I'm never leaving home again.
Oh, that's my emotionally stunted girl. Hey, I got you gifts.
What? I'm the one that left town. I'm supposed to get you gifts.
Oh, but I got here early and there was nothing to do except feed gummy bears to the bomb-sniffing dogs, which apparently the United States government frowns upon.
You got in trouble with the government while you were waiting for me?
Just a little.
How much is a little?
Learn Russian. Okay, here you go.
That kind of back and forth, threaded with asides on everything from pop culture to current events, is a lot harder than Graham and Bledel make it look. And Hannah Carman says not everybody appreciates it.
It drives my dad crazy because he doesn't understand them when they're talking. But like me and Raleigh, like when we talk just like this, like really, maybe not just like clever, but like really, really fast. And then so when I listen to it, I can follow pretty easily.
Although Raleigh Davis has a point.
It sort of still seems like really contrived.
A little contrived maybe, but fans looked forward to it every week. They also looked forward to watching Lorelai Gilmore's relationship with Luke Danes progress. Luke owns the town diner. He started out as Lorelai's verbal sparring partner and evolved into her lover. Longtime viewers had their hearts set on a wedding this season. But last spring, the show's creator, Amy Sherman Palladino, had a contract dispute with Warner Brothers and she left the show. The last episode she wrote featured a Luke and Lorelai breakup, a shocking development for fans. A lot of them blame Sherman Palladino for derailing the hit series.
We've invested 6 seasons in this show, many hours of our lives, and we were sort of on board with the story that they were telling. And then she left and sort of set the place on fire as she walked out the door, and I didn't really appreciate that.
Maureen Ryan is the TV writer for the Chicago Tribune and a Gilmore Girls fan. She says she's not alone in seeing Sherman Palladino's angry exit as a hostile gesture to the audience that had made the show a hit. Ryan says in the last season, the show also broke faith with the original premise that made it so attractive to its largely female audience.
This show that was about, to a certain degree, two women making their way in the world with the love and support of each other was turned into this sort of soap opera about two women who were just desperate to hang on to their rich and sometimes callous boyfriends.
Tonight, some of that might be corrected as the last show airs. TV Guide's Michael Osiello won't tell much, but he believes the show's end will mirror its beginning.
It sounds like it's going to be really emotional, and I like the idea of having that bookend from the pilot, you know, maintaining that consistency.
It's bringing it full circle.
Yeah, I think so, and very appropriate for the show.
After that, well, there's always box sets and reruns. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Warning you the way I- what your word.